Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 5-Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the 5-Star Zone. Let's break down what happened, the results of week one in the Big Ten. And I think the biggest thing we got to go to, we got to start with that Ohio State game against Notre Dame. That game was interesting because I think a lot of people were looking at Ohio State. Could they bounce back? I mean, last year, even though they went, I think, 11-2, they considered it an offseason because they didn't win the Big Ten. Were they going to be dialed in? They were 17-point favorites over Notre Dame. And that game was not the game that I think people thought that it was going to be. Notre Dame came out and kind of punched Ohio State in the mouth. I'll give Ryan Day credit. I think he changed his offense in the second half. But in the first half, Notre Dame went into the halftime with a 10-7 lead. It was just a lot of dinks and dunks. The quarterback was not holding on to the ball long. Buckner would just, you know, hold on to it for a second and then get rid of it. Less than 2 seconds, he was passing the ball, going for the open spots. But then in the second half, Ohio State realized we got to run the ball. Jackson Smith and Njigba went out the game, and that threw their rhythm off. And Notre Dame holding on for long drives also threw off that Buckeye rhythm. The Buckeyes rallied, and they were able to go out there, and they were able to get this thing and finish it off. But it wasn't the stellar game that we all thought it was going to be. Stroud looked okay. He didn't look Heisman Trophy-like. As I said, Smith and Njigba knocked out the game. And really, you know, Travion Henderson is you know, had like 90-some yards. But it was more so Mayan Williams, who was injured last year. He was the guy that cemented the game away and running back for them. And also, here's something that I think Big Ten teams need to worry about. That would be Mike Hall Jr. Ohio State looks like they got their defensive line back. And I'm going to go ahead and say that because for most teams, I'm going to wait for like three games before you know what they are. But this may be concerning for the rest of the Big Ten because that was Ohio State's weakness last year. They didn't have anybody on the D-line, that was really a lot of pressure. You saw that in this game. If Hall can do that against Notre Dame, the Buckeyes are going to be a handful. They're going to be a problem. They defeated Notre Dame 21-10. That was something. I also want to go back to the Purdue-Penn State game. And Jeff Brohm, what were you doing? That's just, what were you doing? You had the ball in the final 6 minutes twice. You had 14 possessions. You had 14 plays. You ran the ball once with the lead. That is not how you kill a game. You run the ball. You force. Penn State didn't have to use their timeouts because they were throwing incomplete passes. They threw 9 incomplete passes. Purdue had the game won off the pick six of off Sean Clifford's pick six. But Purdue didn't know how to win, and they kept passing and passing and passing. And in turn, Penn State took advantage of that, drove down, scored the game-winning touchdown. That's a game that I think Purdue is going to kick themselves over because of their favorable schedule. Purdue does not have to play Ohio State, Michigan, or Michigan State. If they were to beat Penn State, you're probably looking at a team that could win the Big Ten West. Now things kind of up for They're up for anybody, because I don't know who's going to come out the Big Ten West. Iowa, 7 total points, and it wasn't a touchdown. 2 safeties and a field goal. I guess a win is a win. If you're an Iowa fan, you are not feeling good about that game whatsoever. Yeah. South Dakota State gave you fits. I don't know how great South Dakota State is. I don't know if they just, if this was just a defensive masterpiece or neither team could score. But yeah, 7-3 if you're Iowa, not feeling good about yourself. Wisconsin and Michigan kind of going to lump together. Wisconsin won over Illinois State 38-0. Game went exactly how it was supposed to go for them. Graham Mertz went out there, 220 yards. But Wisconsin also rushed the ball. And I think that's their identity. I think that's where they missed out last year. They were trying to become something that they weren't. If Wisconsin runs the ball, Wisconsin's going to be Wisconsin. Now, is this going to get you in the college football playoff? Not until they expand it. But for right now, Wisconsin needs to just keep running that rock and let Graham Mertz throw the play-action pass. Michigan, Colorado State. What do you want me to say? Michigan wins 51-7. I think the handwriting's on the wall. If you're Kay McNamara, I would just leave. I don't think you really have the support of your coach, because it's almost as if he's setting you up to make a mistake. And once you make that mistake, he could justify making that move. If I'm Jim Harbaugh, if you want JJ, just play JJ. But this, now you're going to wait to see what JJ does against Hawaii. You're 51.5-point favorites as of right now taping this podcast. What are you going to learn? Hawaii, I just learned, is going to be flying a red-eye flight to get to Ann Arbor. You're going to learn absolutely nothing. Just have the balls to say, that's my guy. You've already tricked Cade into staying this year. So only thing he could do is hop into the portal. But other than that, just make the decision. But yeah, Michigan went out there. Offense wasn't the way you thought it was going to be, and I think that's what looks bad on Cade. He had an interception. Wasn't his fault. Eric All tripped over the turf monster. But the fact that they weren't scoring on drives, you had more field goals and touchdowns at the end of the first half. It was 23-0. JJ looks a lot more relaxed when he's under center, but I think a lot of that is because he's the substitute teacher. I'm going to be interested to see what happens when teams now plan for JJ. When they come up with defenses, can he continue this level of loosey-goosiness? So we'll have to see. Rutgers with a nice comeback victory, knocking off Boston College on the road 22-21. That's a team. Rutgers may trip up somebody this season. I do like what Shiano is building there. I know a lot of people don't want Rutgers in the Big Ten, and my God, I say it on the show enough. Rutgers brings in the New York and the New Jersey TV money. That's why they're there. But Shiano is just not happy being everybody's homecoming game. This was impressive. To go on the road and you beat Boston College by 122-21, I like what they did. Maryland going in 31-10 over Buffalo. Once again, Lil Tua went out there and, almost threw for 300 yards. It was a game that I don't think Maryland was, it was never really in doubt. So, yeah, good for Maryland. Nebraska bounces back. They beat North Dakota State. They pulled away because it was a lot closer. And then in the fourth quarter, Nebraska scored 2 touchdowns to end this thing. And you guys already heard, congrats to Minnesota. Mo Ibrahim is back. Minnesota wins 38-0. Ibrahim back from that year-long injury he got in game 1 last year. He looks like he's going to be the stud of the Big Ten. Illinois is exactly the team that I thought they were going to be. Indiana beat Illinois 23-20. Illinois can beat the teams that they're not supposed to knock off. The problem with Illinois is you can't beat teams that you're supposed to beat. And until they get over that hump, Illinois will constantly be a 6-6, 5-7 type team. And finally, you know, Illinois blew out. Michigan State. Michigan State, I talked about them on the instant reaction in their game against Western Michigan. MSU came in, jumped out to that big 21-3 lead. And then third quarter, you had a fumble. You had a bottom of three and outs. You had a missed field goal. They didn't take advantage of a lot of opportunities. And, you know, Western Michigan came close to making that game a lot closer. They got a penalty on a presumed touchdown, but that got brought back. They ended up kicking a field goal instead, and then Michigan State kind of they refocused. Mel Tucker said they got the momentum back, and they went out there, and then they won the game. They covered the point spread. They went 35-13. Big story coming out of that game is the fact that Darius Snow lost for the year. The young linebacker gone. Xavier Henderson was also injured. He was on crutches during the game. But I think with X, it's going to be more of a week-to-week type of thing. Spartan fans, I doubt if you're going to see him this week against Akron. I guess the goal is to try to get X back for the game against Washington out in Seattle. So that's the week one roundup of the Big Ten. Hey, hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Make sure you tell your friends, subscribe, and like, and do all of that stuff. I'll be back a little bit later on this week with another edition of the Five Star Zone with a special guest for MSU fans, because the Hall of Fame is coming up this week. Got something special for you. So thanks for sticking around, and I'll be back later on this week. Thanks for listening to the Five Star Zone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.